The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Appreciating how unusual this time is, that we've decided that it's safe to put down all of our worldly duties and responsibilities. Of course, the planning mind might arise, the worrying mind might reappear, but we know for these 35 minutes or so, it's not about accomplishing anything, it's not even about fixing something. Initially, what it's about is appreciating that the body and the mind can settle, that it's possible for the body and the mind to relax, and that as the mind and the body relax, naturally what remains is a simple and clear awareness, present moment awareness. This awareness that it's like this now isn't something that you or I have to do. In a sense, it's what remains when everything else is allowed to pass away or to cease, the worrying, the planning, the wanting or needing to do something. So notice this real possibility, this possibility of a clear, steady, non-judging presence, and it's best to give it something to do so as to not forget it. So we just ask this clear, stable awareness to know the sensations of the body sitting, appreciating that no judgment is needed. There's a way of opening to the sensations of sitting, meeting, being intimate with these sensations here in the body. And you might even notice a pleasant feeling of not needing to do anything with these sensations of the body that are being known. Aware of the body, aware of the sensations here in the body, and letting these sensations be. They come, they go. And it doesn't really matter whether the sensations that are here in the body are pleasant or unpleasant or neutral, because what's relevant is the non-reactivity with these sensations, the allowing them to be the way that they are, allowing the body to be the way that it is. So in a way, the object of awareness, what the mind is knowing, is this peaceful relationship, this peaceful way of relating to the changing sensations of the body sitting. This accepting, this kind way of relating, patient way of relating, tender way of relating to the body. So in this sense, it's we're practicing being aware of this wholesome attitude You could call it love, or you could call it wisdom, this wise and kind way of relating to the body. And as the mind becomes more clear, clearly aware of this wholesome attitude, it's quite energizing to see this attitude that's actually beautiful. It's a beautiful attitude that accepts, that can be interested in the body just as it is, patient with the sensations in the body just as they are. As if there were a very simple and serene inner smile, as if the heart, the mind had a simple and serene smile as it relates, as it opens to the sensations that are coming and going, the way it actually feels here in the body, sitting. Breathing in, sensitive, open to the whole body, while breathing out, allowing the body to be, allowing these sensations to be. Finding peace, finding ease and joy in the heart, in the mind's willingness to just allow the body to be this flow of sensation. However, whatever that feels like, and of course, it's not just the sensations in the body that are allowed to move, to come and go. All of the mental activity, it also expresses its nature, which is to come and go, thoughts, emotions, mental images. All of this comes and goes in motion. And we rely, we're taking refuge in this beautiful, kind, fearless, stable, clear awareness that understands that sensations come and go, thoughts, emotions come and go, and that it's possible to be intimate with all of this movement of the body and the mind. Clearly aware and letting things come and go. And just trusting this loving, wise attitude that understands that things come and go and that's okay. That understands that it's okay to feel whatever's here to feel. That it's okay to relax and allow. And to not be confused by what's coming and going. So we're going to continue in silence now. Intentionally, we put down the world, the past, the future. We're not trying to do anything or become somebody. Instead, there's this simple intention, this wish to understand, or this wish to open, to be aware of things as they are. And we don't need any particular experience to express this wholesome desire to understand. Any moment of experience will do. So we often pick up a basic training to be aware of the sensations of the body sitting here, and to cultivate this continuity of present moment awareness using this basic training of being aware of the body, the sensations in and of themselves. Being intimate with the changing flow of physical sensations coming and going, pleasant sensations, unpleasant, neutral sensations, whatever they might be. And with that simple continuity of awareness, mindfulness of body, then when emotions or distractions arise, they're simply seen or understood as a thought being known, emotion being known, felt. It's just this. Mental and physical experience coming and going. And even struggle and resistance, reactivity, can also be seen, experienced as something being known. Oh, now this is being known, this is being felt. It's just this pattern, this reactive pattern being known. Can this be okay? Is it safe to relax and allow things to unfold? And now for the last few minutes, reminding the body that it's okay to relax, to soften. You can allow the eyes to open if they've been closed. This willingness to be relatively still and at ease in the body. And if you can, appreciate the naturalness and effortlessness of awareness. It's not that the mind needs to make any special effort to be aware. And of course, the awareness naturally knows this activity of the body, what we call sensation, the activity of the mind, what we call thoughts, sights and sounds. And notice how this wise awareness can just allow this activity of the mind and body to move, to come and go. And even the reactivity, the resistance, that's allowed to come and go too. This tender-hearted understanding that everything belongs. That it's safe to relax and open, safe to feel, even if it's unpleasant.